Hello, and welcome to Shelf Confidence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovation in the food and beverage industry. I'm Erica Logston, your host, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with one of the association's newest members, Feeding Pennsylvania. Joining us today is Feeding Pennsylvania CEO, Julia Bancroft, and Interim Executive Director for one of Feeding Pennsylvania's programs, Mid-Atlantic Regional Cooperative, Beth Hamilton. I'm excited to have him on the podcast today to learn more about Feeding Pennsylvania and their program, the Mid-Atlantic Regional Cooperative, also referred to as the MARC. You'll hear us call it that several times today throughout the program. Julie and Beth, welcome to the program. Can you tell us who we have with us today? Roles with the organization?
Sure. Thank you so much, Erica, for having us. I'm Julie Bancroft. I'm the new CEO of Feeding Pennsylvania. I've been on board now for about 4 months. And prior to joining Feeding PA, worked in for 7 years in public affairs in the human services space. And before that, 4 years as the executive director of an agricultural commodity marketing program. So I'm really excited to be working at the intersection of both in the charitable food network with Feeding Pennsylvania. Thanks again for having us.
Great.
Hi. Hello, Erica. I'm Beth Hamilton. I'm the interim executive director of the MARC. I was previously employed as a director of food sourcing and logistics at one of the Feeding Pennsylvania's 9 member food banks for the past 12 and a half years. I came to Feeding PA in the MARC this past February as their director of member services. And then in October, when our former executive director of the MARC left to pursue another opportunity, I was asked to assume the position as the interim director while we determine the right fit for the next executive director moving forward.
That sounds great. Well, MARC is a program of Feeding Pennsylvania, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about Feeding Pennsylvania and the Charitable Food Network in Pennsylvania.
Sure. So Feeding PA is the state association for the 9 Feeding America partner food banks serving all 67 counties of the Commonwealth. And our food banks, through a network of more than 2,700 agencies and feeding programs, distribute more than 164 million pounds of food to more than 1.2 million Pennsylvanians each year. So as an association, we support our 9 food banks by providing resources and capacity building and serving as a unified advocacy voice. We're also contracted by the Department of Agriculture to administer the Pennsylvania Agricultural Surplus System, or PASS program. And that program supports Pennsylvania's agricultural producers by enabling food banks to purchase their surplus produce, meat and eggs, dairy and value-added products, and get those products into households experiencing food insecurity across Pennsylvania. We also receive funding for the Healthy Pantry Initiative. On our team, we have a registered dietitian who works directly with food bank nutrition educators and food pantries to help ensure that neighbors have access to wholesome, nutritious foods. And this is done through environmental changes in the pantries and education with healthy food samplings, cooking and food prep demonstrations, recipes and classes. And all of these programs are designed to reduce hunger and food insecurity in Pennsylvania. And we also have the Mid-Atlantic Regional Cooperative, or the MARC, which has broader regional reach and impact.
That's awesome. You guys are doing a lot over there at Feeding Pennsylvania. So we have Beth with us. So Julie, why don't you go ahead and tell us what is the Mid-Atlantic Regional Cooperative that we're referring to as the MARC?
Sure. So the MARC is one of only seven Feeding America member cooperatives nationwide, and it serves 14 states and 34 member food banks from Maine to Virginia and distributes more than 7 million pounds of produce each month. And Beth is the interim executive director of the MARC and our resident sourcing expert. So I will turn it over to her to share more about it.
Thank you, Julie. As Julie mentioned, the Mid-Atlantic Regional Co-op, or the acronym the MARC, is a program feeding Pennsylvania. We are currently comprised of 34 member food banks in the region that spans from the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, from Virginia to Maine. The program was created by a core group of food banks back in 2017. To ensure that the food banks, regardless of their size or location, had access to a variety of high-quality produce year-round at affordable prices. Donations are critical for food banks. However, when it comes to perishables, produce is often donated at the end of its life cycle, leaving a very limited amount of time for the food banks to get it to its pantry partners and then into the hands of the people they serve. So food banks soon realized that in order to acquire produce with a longer shelf life, they needed to look at their budgets and fundraising capacity and allocate or raise funds so the MARC could go out and purchase primarily produce seconds in large quantities for the food bank network. And while many of the states in our service area have production agriculture, the growing season is very limited and also has just a limited variety of crops. And then the other issue that the MARC, one of the issues the MARC tries to address is the surplus of items in different locations. So one region may have potatoes, another region cabbage, but before the MARC was put in place and actually operating, the mechanism for sharing that produce didn't really exist.
Well, that's fascinating. So are there models of the MARC in other parts of the U.S.?
Yes, as Julie mentioned, the MARC is one of seven Feeding America produce cooperatives around the country, and each cooperative operates slightly differently, but we all work together sometimes to share products, but often to share our successes and our challenges. The seven co-ops work cooperatively when the market is flooded with a particular product. And for example, like right now in Pennsylvania is facing an excess of apples. So the MARC has been assisting farmers and producers with accepting their loads of either binned or cased apples. And we've been able to move those around the country to other sections of the country that are not either producing apples currently or don't necessarily have apples at all. So this has helped the producers reduce their food waste and disposal fees, but it also helps to balance the market for these types of excesses and allows the businesses to recoup at least a portion of their costs for their planning, harvesting, packaging, and transporting the commodities.
Wow, that's really great. So we talked a little bit about how the MARC came to be. Is there anything else to add about what makes the MARC so unique?
We like to think that the food banks knew that they had so much more power in the network when they work cooperatively. So the MARC was created 6 years ago to help break the food bank silos and brings the food banks together, combining their purchasing power and their warehouse capacity. And then the MARC acts as a mixing center, offering mixed commodities of loads of fresh produce. The MARC is really a customer service center for both the food banks and the vendors that we purchase from. We work with each food bank based on their budgets and capacities, but also being able to provide high quality assurance and coordinating the logistics for the deliveries. So right now, the MARC is delivering, expected this fiscal year to deliver over 62 million pounds of produce to the food banks. And that produce is on, is usually moved in truckloads, weighing about 40,000 pounds. And each of those truckloads consists of 5 to 7 to 9 different varieties of items.
Wow. Wow, that's so great. And how do food banks utilize the mark to maximize their impact?
So based on the food banks, either they may have limited capacity or they may have a limited budget or both. And in those situations, they can order from the mark, taking as small as one pallet of mixed case items to a full track trailer load of 40,000 pounds of a variety of items. And those could either be by the bin or pallet of a single item like corn or cabbage, or pallets of single items like cased or bagged onions, apples, bananas, or it could be a mixed pallets of a variety of cased items. So prior to the pandemic, the mark had actually started packaging produce in 10 and 20 pound boxes, that in those boxes, we would have at least five, sometimes seven different items. But then during the pandemic, when the food bank saw a huge increase in the demand for food, the mark actually pivoted and only was creating boxes and distributing boxes to its members. And back in fiscal year 22, at like the height of the pandemic for the food banks, the mark had actually distributed over 88 million pounds of produce that year, doing it all through boxes. But in my previous role, when I was working at a food bank, we were located in a very prolific agricultural area of PA, and I was able to work with a large range of farmers, from very small farms to very large producers or packing houses that offered a nice assortment of produce items. So while the food bank I came from could easily absorb a tractor trailer load of one item, our pantry partners really wanted variety and options. So while we were in harvest season, and if we had reached that peak period of, let's say, zucchini, and it was going crazy, I could call the mark and ask them to send track trailer in to help absorb that excess. So what that was able to do was help me maintain my relationships with those farms and producers. And then during the winter months in particular, the mark actually became our primary source for produce because we needed the variety for our agency partners. So we would easily order two or three trailer loads from the mark each week. And those shipments, sometimes we place very specific orders. Other times we could just say to the mark, hey, send us whatever you have in excess this week.
Oh, that's great. So food banks are obvious beneficiaries of this program, but what are the benefits for donors?
So I would say one of the greatest attributes of the mark is that we have become a partner and a solution for the farmers, wholesalers, and importers. So while excess produce would often end up in the landfill, these businesses can now rely on the mark to support them, especially in situations of surplus or overproduction, which could be market or weather driven. So the mark has become a go-to for donors as an efficient and timely way to move surplus produce, and using our mixing center model ensures that the food banks across the region have equal access to a broad array of commodities. For example, when the Northeast is in its growing season, the mark can help move large quantities or truckloads when farmers have excess products like cabbage, onions, corn, green beans, broccoli, cauliflower, tomatoes, apples, and potatoes. But over the winter months, when the mark utilizes the surplus from importers and wholesalers to source items that are shipping from South America or Europe, like pineapples, avocados, mangoes, melons, grapes, oranges, peppers, while we work with those wholesalers and importers all year round, that also enables the mark to offer food banks to be able to source culturally preferred produce items for the numerous ethnic communities that they serve, including like bananas, plantains, yucca, collard greens, kale, garlic, limes, cantaloupes. Importers and wholesalers want to keep their products moving and not sitting and taking up precious warehouse space, which costs them dollars. So having the mark act as a single point of contact versus the importers or wholesalers fielding calls from several different food banks saves them time and helps them to move the produce faster. So again, my previous experience at the food bank, donors and vendors alike really just want to hit that easy button. They want to make one call and they want that person on the other end of the line, which back then was me, handling all of those issues. They just want to call and say, hey, we have X amount of, can you help me move it? Yes, I can. So that's what makes us unique, I think.
That's awesome. Now you kind of said it, but I'll give you a chance to give kind of your direct pitch to our members. So why do PFMA members want to work with the Mark?
I would say that, again, we're the single point of contact. While many of the PFMA members already are working with food banks, many of the retail members and the convenience store members are already working with food banks directly. One of the nice things is if they are not necessarily working with food banks, but would like to work with food banks, they can go to our website. They can find feedingpa.org, and we have a find a food bank locator. They can put in an address, a zip code, or they could go, they could contact the Mark directly, utilizing operations at feedingpa.org, and that would put them in contact with the Mark directly.
Awesome. So how is the Mark growing and evolving to continue to respond to and serve the charitable food network?
The Mark serves all different size food banks within our region. So within Pennsylvania alone, there are two single county food bank members. We have three very large food bank members, and then four that are medium size. So I say all of that because any one of those food banks, while they could accept a large tract trailer load of a variety of items, regardless of how large they are, they don't necessarily want one item. They want multiple items. Their agency partners want the variety. So we started this program to be able to move variety of produce, but we have now evolved so that food banks, again, I came from food bank where we had a lot of warehousing. We were in transportation hub in Pennsylvania. So we had manufacturers and 3PLs, third party logistics, who were calling us. We were able to say yes, but in the situations where it was more than even our food bank could absorb, we would bring it in, we would mix it and send out to food bank partners. The Mark has now started that on a regional level, which is allowing all the food banks within our regions, regardless of their size, to be able to say yes and know they can count on the Mark to be that partner to back them up and handle the logistics for them. So the Mark has now begun accepting food, non-produce items in the dry, refrigerated, and frozen storage capacity, bringing it in, mixing it up, and sending it back out to our food bank members. So again, that works, allows the donors to be able to work in situations where maybe their local food bank was saying no before. Now they can either contact their local food bank and or the Mark directly, and we can handle that donation for them. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that the other thing the Mark has evolved and is trying and piloting is that we are now building orders directly for the food banks, and we can either ship them with ready-made orders, ready to go to their agency partners, or in some cases, we are now delivering what we call the last mile delivery, which means the food bank will place the order for an agency partner, we'll build that order and send it directly to the partner, which frees up the food bank's warehousing constraints and in most cases also their transportation constraints. Some food banks only have very small box trucks. Others have the CDL refrigerated box trucks and the track trailers. So food banks are receiving a variety of food from a variety of sources. So if the Mark can move the produce directly to their agency partner, that allows the food bank then to deliver the remaining items to their agency partners as well.
That's great. Well, Beth and Julie, you're doing such amazing work and important work in our community. So give us your call to action. What is the best way for PFMA members to work with and support Pennsylvania's Charitable Food Network?
Sure. So I would say really, I mean, I hope we outline that this today, but the Charitable Food Network really does offer a win-win solution for so many kind of partners throughout Pennsylvania, because not only does it address the need of food insecurity, but it also helps address food waste and agricultural surplus by supporting producers and wholesalers and retailers. So if your members are not currently engaging with a food bank or with the MARC and have any sort of excess product, and I know we talked a lot about produce, but food banks take all sorts of wholesome food products, dry goods, so it doesn't have to be just produce. But we are here as a resource at Feeding PA and at the MARC. But the first step, as Beth mentioned earlier, is to you can reach out directly to a food bank in your region, and they're easy to find on our website, feedingpa.org. And for large volumes, you can also reach out to the MARC. And engage directly with the MARC. So there's a lot of opportunity, and we're here as a resource and happy to support and happy to have any sort of initial discussion too, and make those connections for folks. Beth, anything you have to add? Did I miss anything there?
Nope. I just to say it again, to reach the MARC directly, the easiest way is to email us at operations@feedingpa.org.
That's great. Julie and Beth, thank you for joining us today and introducing us to Feeding Pennsylvania and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Cooperative, the MARC. Stay tuned for more great Shelf Confidence episodes this season. If you enjoyed Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. That's all for this episode. See you next time.